Welcome to this week's Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is Doug Turkel of At Unnouncer, brought to you by CreativeMediaRecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Doug likes to tell about how every time you show up at a cocktail party, there's always that one beefy guy with a monster truck voice who hears what you do and explains how everyone tells him he should do voiceovers. Well, Doug's not that guy. Doug's who people go to when they specifically don't want that guy. His strong roster of clients includes MasterCard, NBC Telemundo, McDonald's, the Travel Channel, and the Discovery Channel, and he's the promo voice of the Home Shopping Network. Doug, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure, Tim. Thanks so much for having me on your Follow Friday audio edition.
Cool. So tell us a little bit more about what you do and maybe something that you're working on right now.
Well, for the most part, I do voiceovers for radio and television commercials, long-form narration for shows that you mentioned that might air on the Discovery Channel or the Travel Channel, some corporate narration, some e-learning, and more these days, I'm doing quite a lot of, I guess they're called explainer videos or screencast videos that teach somebody how maybe a new product works or how a new service or iPhone app might work. In fact, one of those that I just did recently is for an iPhone app called Bump, which allows you to share information from one phone to another just by bumping them together. And I just found out earlier this week that that video has just surpassed 1 million views on YouTube, which is just really cool.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. Tell us a little bit about how you're using Twitter. I know I followed you on Twitter for a long time, and we've shared great resources. Tell us a little bit of how you're using Twitter for your business.
Twitter's been great. It allows me to meet interesting, impressive, and really knowledgeable people like yourself who often know a lot more about technology than I do. And so it's really been an education platform for me and a real discovery platform. I find out about things that are going on in the voiceover industry, in the recording industry. But I think what I enjoy most is that it helps keep me in touch with my voiceover friends so that maybe when they score a great new gig and they tweet about it, I can shout out to them and let them know how excited I am for them when something happens. And what's been happening a lot lately, I've been getting some work from it, but I find that I'm often recommending fellow voice talent when I learn about jobs on Twitter that maybe I'm not right for. Lots of female voice talent and guys who have big, deep voices that obviously I don't have, so I can't do those gigs. But I recommend them to people I follow on Twitter, and they often end up getting gigs. So it's a big win-win.
We've used it much as a connector kind of network. It really has worked out well. And, you know, it's kind of when you give, you get back in return is how we found it. And that's worked out really well for us as well.
I would agree. It's a very karmic sort of existence there on Twitter.
That's for sure. I see that you're going to be presenting with part of John Florian's panel at Voice 2010 coming up in a couple weeks. And he's got this panel about using the internet. So is that something you're going to touch on, the Twitter part, or just everything globally?
Yeah, I am going to talk a little bit about Twitter, although also on that panel is going to be Trish Bassani, who I know you've spoken to before. And from what I can tell, she is the queen of using Twitter, so I'm going to leave most of that information to her. I'll be talking mostly about using the internet to research potential clients and potential gigs and how to track down things that can really change your career without a whole lot of effort. At least, it beats lifting stuff. And how you can build a voiceover career while you're not living in New York, Chicago, or L.A. I do it from Miami and have been for 20-something years. So the advent of the internet has really been a boon for me.
Oh, totally. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, you talked about the kind of work that you're doing, the non-broadcast corporate. That's one of the panels that I'm doing, is I'm doing a panel on the world of the whole corporate communications. I think it's often misunderstood. I don't think people realize what a big industry it is. And so that's kind of what I'll be presenting there.
I can guarantee you I will be sitting in the front row during your presentation.
Oh, you
I'm
could
really
probably,
looking forward to it.
You could probably get up and help me with the panel because I know you do a lot of that as well. So how can folks get a hold of you?
It's pretty easy, actually. My website is unnouncer.com, just like the word announcer, but with a U at the front instead of an A. Email address is doug@unnouncer.com. And on Twitter, I use the same username, unnouncer. So.
That's great. That really makes it easy. Thanks for being with us on this Audio Follow Friday. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's been a blast. Thanks so much for the opportunity, Tim.
We'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.